Welcome to Motivation to Write. I'm Ebony, and I'm so happy that you're here. You might be thinking, okay, Ebony, so where is this week's episode? Because you didn't post one last week. Well, I don't have one this week. I mean, I have one, but I haven't edited it because I, again, was presented with the opportunity to spend time with a loved one this weekend, and that's what I did. It was an unexpected kind of last thing, and whenever given the opportunity to spend time with a loved one, I will always take advantage of that. It's just very important to me. One of my top five values is connection, so those moments, that time where that can be spent bonding with a loved one, I feel should never be taken for granted or dismissed. So I was tired this weekend after having gone out and needed to rest, and so that's what I did. However, it is late Sunday night after the Oscars, the very eventful Oscar ceremony. And I am recording this because it's also important for me to connect with you. So I know I don't have an interview on which to build this week's episode because Monday's episodes are usually, they are predicated on what I discussed with my guest for the week. But I do have a message that I want to impart, and it's something that I learned about myself this week. And by the way, I don't know why I'm whispering. I think it's because it's late and really quiet, and maybe that's why. But anyways, it's a nice tone for me right now. So this last week, I learned something about myself that kind of surprised me. I learned that when abundance begins to flow into my life, I can sometimes feel scared. Yeah, I can feel scared of the abundance flowing into my life because I will sometimes say to myself, wait, why is all this goodness happening to me? Wait, what does this mean? Is this a mistake? Something bad must be about to happen. Something bad's going to happen. This is too good. And I don't want to live like that, because when I step into that energy, it's a lower level energy. And when I'm in that lower level energy, I'm just limiting the abundance and the possibilities and the opportunities. And then the universe says, well, okay, if you don't want this goodness, so we'll just pull back on it. I don't want to have it pulled back. I think at the core of that, and I think I talked about this last week or in a previous episode, is this limiting belief that I am not worthy, I am not deserving of goodness. And I want to challenge that, because is it true that I'm not worthy? Is it true that I'm not deserving? No, it's not. It's not. Because if abundance is flowing into my life, that means it should be flowing into my life. And I should embrace it with a grateful, open heart, gratefulness. So I want to encourage you that if you find yourself in the midst of having abundance and goodness showering on you, in those moments where you might feel resistance, I want to encourage you to challenge the resistance and open your arms. I think Brené Brown talks about this also in her book, Daring Greatly, where sometimes we have these moments of intense joy and we get suddenly scared in that moment because the joy just seems too good to be true. And there must be something bad that's about to happen, because this joy cannot come without a price. And it's time that we begin to challenge that fear. Because who says that we don't deserve joy in our lives. And I don't care what you did in the past. I don't care how bad of a person you think you are. That does not mean that you are not worthy. It doesn't mean that you're not worthy. It means you've made mistakes, possibly, in your past, that you've made poor choices. But those mistakes, those poor choices, are gold mines for transformation. There's so much to be learned from those moments when you were at your lowest, moments when you were not at your best. From those very low points, you can rise. That gives you more room to rise to the highest point in the sky. So pay attention this week. I don't know if I already asked the question, how do you want to show up this week? I don't know if I did, but how do you want to show up? I want to show up with open arms ready to receive. I want to show up ready to be grateful for all that life has to offer me. And that's what I would hope for you. So I want you just to pay attention to your week, pay attention to your feelings, and pay attention to particularly how you feel in your thoughts when goodness begins to flow into your life. Don't resist. Instead, open and receive with a grateful heart. With a grateful heart, knowing that goodness is unlimited, goodness is abundant. Be that person in your family, in your circle of friends, at your job, at wherever. Be that person that is an example of God's goodness. Be that example of full abundance. Because that's such a blessing, to be an example of abundance, because it inspires all around you to embrace abundance, to step into that energy, to step into that power, to challenge the fears, to challenge the limiting beliefs. That's what I want for you this week. That's what I want for myself this week. So let's do this. By the way, I will be having a 5-day energy cleanse next month in April, and I am lining up some wonderful guests to help to teach us strategies that we can use to help us keep our vibration high, to help us step into our power, and to help us attract abundance into our lives. So just be on the lookout for that. That is part of my Facebook group, and you can join my Facebook group, Energy Healing with Ebony. And I'm excited. I'm very excited. I've already spoken with Nicole Starbuck, who her episode will be airing soon, in a few weeks. And she was actually on my podcast when I first started about 2 years ago. So I'm excited about that. So but you don't have to wait for me to start a 5-day challenge. You can today challenge yourself to keep your energy high, your arms open, and your heart ready to receive. Thank you so much for tuning in. You can follow me on Facebook. I'm at Energy Healing with Energy Healing. I'm sorry. What am I saying? I'm at Motivation to Heal and at Motivation to Write. Those are two separate pages. So that's my timer. That means it's time for me to stop talking. You can follow me on Instagram at Motivation to Write, and you can follow me at Twitter at EbonyHewitt.com, and you can sign up for my newsletter at Zazo.com. Have a wonderful, blessed, abundant week, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.